Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Wednesday. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. You can check us out on the TV side on NBC Sports Washington, available on the Odyssey app wherever you may go. We are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, November 30th. 2022. I'm Jean-Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle.
Morning.
Johnny Cakes Awville's here.
Hello, everybody, at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter.
And Jason Bishop.
Good morning, Jean-Paul Flame.
Cakes has the old Terps beanie, another dub.
I mean, yep. The Terps, I mean, is there a more on fire team in college hoops than the Maryland Terrapins?
They seem pretty good.
I mean, they seem pretty good to me. Seem pretty solid. Now they beat Louisville last night. They're terrible.
Yeah.
They're god-awful.
Isn't that weird?
But You just take dubs. You stack up the dubs.
Yeah, Louisville's in a tough spot. They obviously changed coaches. Chris Mack was under investigation for recruiting violations. The NCAA didn't come down hard on them, but that couldn't have helped recruiting. And now they're 0-7.
I'm not going to get over my skis, but the Kevin Willard era is off,
it's off to a great start.
Yeah, it is.
Right?
Yep.
I know.
UVA actually undefeated as well, went to Michigan last night in the ACC Big Ten.
They're established.
They mean nothing to me. Yeah.
They're established.
Well, you're talking about hot teams. There are other hot teams.
There are other hot teams. I mean, they're number 22 in the country.
Yep.
So I would assume there are 21 teams that are doing pretty good.
Duke and Gonzaga last week.
Purdue beat Duke.
I'm glad you beat Binghamton.
That's fine. Hey, hold on. Everybody has cupcakes early.
Most teams are actually playing hard teams.
You didn't really call them Binghamton.
It's kind of my bit because I did it one time.
Okay, the Terps, I believe, have Tennessee looming on the schedule, and they have Illinois Friday night.
That's big.
Yeah. Oh, no, I think they have a couple decent wins, though, right? The Miami win was okay.
The Miami and St. Louis
wins. The St. Louis win.
Good wins.
We can't just be happy with the wins here.
But
the Commanders win. We got to nitpick it. The Terps win. We got to nitpick it.
No, Drab's upset. I'm going to tell you exactly why Drab's raining on every Terp parade.
Why? Would Gonzaga do something?
No. It's because in the beginning of the season, I told him to, with his sugar daddy account, to put $20-$50 on the Terps to win the national title at an outrageous number of 250-1.
Wow.
All right. Right now, they're all the way down to 85-1.
And he's the king of long shots.
Yeah, and he's the king of long shots. And now he has FOMO that he missed out on.
He's living a life of regret, which you'd never want to do.
Still,
he missed the window of buy low, sell high.
Right. I might have to go to Xfinity on Friday night. That place might be jumping for the Illinois game. It should be. I mean, fans turn out.
So now finally, all he's doing is just nitpicking every single win, talking about how they haven't played a top 25 team yet.
Friday night.
Long way to go.
When's the UCLA game?
I think it's December 10th or 12th.
Yeah. All right, I'll watch that one.
Hey, look, if you have a team that is worthy of getting to the tournament, I think that's good. And they're looking like they're a team early.
Yeah,
that can make a tournament run, which is, who knows?
They have a lot of transfers, right? Yes. It's a whole different team. Mm-hmm. So for him to step in right away and hit the goal.
The one thing they do, and they did this at Seton Hall when he was there, they play hard, especially defensively. They do play
very hard.
Here's the recap from last night against Louisville.
It's actually they look night and day compared to detergent teams.
Yes.
And I told Drab this morning, I said, I actually think the last two seasons, Turgeon was punting. He had a Final Four roster before COVID.
And then
everything was deflated after that. And it's just the team plays harder. They actually had run an offense. I haven't seen an offense ran with Maryland. That's fine. I'll kill him.
Okay.
Kevin Willard coaches circles around Mark Turgeon.
Okay.
He does.
There was, especially after timeouts, Turge sometimes struggled to put a decent offensive play together. But I know this for
every
fact.
Every Turgeon set was dribble the ball for 25 seconds and then have an ISO towards the
basket. I'm not going to disagree with that. I do know this for a fact. Turge did not like the AD for a long time, and he certainly didn't like the Big Ten commissioner, Kevin Warren. So there were some personality conflicts.
There. Yeah. Well, bottom line is
Gary didn't
celebrate
like
the wins.
Either, and he still.
Well, Gary could coach. Yeah.
Celebrate the wins. Terps 7-0. So congrats to Coach Willard for this great start.
Yep.
Today is Coach Day on the Junkies.
Ooh,
we have Coach Wes Unseld Jr. is going to join us at 7:20. Wizards coming off that win where Porzingis went for 41 points. They've got the Brooklyn Nets next. So we'll talk to Wes coming up at 7:20. You'll hear from Coach Peter Laviolette at 7:45. Little history last night with the Washington Capitals. I watched early. It was a late game, and Ovi scored two goals with the quickness.
Yep, right out
they had
the
actually
gate.
Three goals with the quickness. It was 3-1 at the end of one. Then Carly scored another one. I mean, it was fireworks early, but Ovi became the all-time leading scorer, number one, passing Wayne Gretzky with road goals.
Yes.
400, how many is it, 460-some road goals?
I think it might have been 406. I don't remember the number. Bottom line is, he's number one.
I know it was in the
whatever
fours.
The number is.
And I know he's 100 back of Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah, he's got 403 on the road.
But 100 back total.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big
one. I've said it 100 times. He's catching Wayne Gretzky. There's no doubt.
Maybe the team can get hot here. They got a 5-game road trip.
Won three out of the last four.
Do you have to play the Kraken next, who have been pretty hot, right?
I think the Kraken and the Kings combined for 17 goals yesterday. I think the final was 9-8.
Wow.
I mean, that is...
I thought it was fireworks watching the game. I was up late last night watching some sports, and I watched some NBA, and then I watched the Caps, and like it was goalapalooza.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not used to that. And Ovi scored a signature Ovi goal, but he also scored one like
what are
in the
Kraken
front of the
and the Kings doing defensively?
I don't know.
What are those minders doing?
By the way, the next opponent for the Caps, the Kraken. So hopefully they got all those goals.
Kraken 14-5-3.
Kraken are actually good.
Kraken have a great name. It's a great name.
I thought you hated the Kraken for a while. Have you pivoted?
I don't know that I liked it initially.
Okay.
It's very possible. It's a great name.
It's a great name.
He likes it today.
I didn't like the Terps helmets when they came out, and I love them now.
Everything grows on them.
But the Kraken is a great.
The Manders growing on them.
I do like
it. It's a mediocre.
I do like that. Drabby is, I think, first and foremost a Caps fan. I think he's worn two Caps beanies just this week alone.
I have.
Very cool.
I mean,
the Kraken are like his mistress, but his wife. Is the Washington Capitals.
Is that true?
Which I like.
I think that's accurate, yeah.
I think that's, yeah.
The Kraken's your mistress?
Yeah.
I don't know if I could tell you more than like one player on the Kraken. I'm not really paying attention to
them at all. I can't name one. That's your side piece, the Kraken.
I believe Burakovsky is on the team.
Burra?
Oh, there you go.
Burra's on the Lanch, unless he got traded and I'm unaware of it.
Well, nice
Andre
win.
Burakovsky?
I think so.
Nice win for the Capitals last night.
I'm questioning myself, Drabby.
The Caps win 5-1 last night. Like I said, it is Coach Day on the show. Wes Unseld Jr. at 7:20.
Seattle Kraken.
Peter Laviolette at 7:45.
Mr. Hockey guy over here.
Come on, Gay. Hockey draft.
Hockey boy.
When did this happen?
Probably in June.
I had no idea.
What were you saying, JP? You were doing the whole thing?
Oh, just we're going to have Peter Laviolette on. Pretty cool video, though, when he
was 100% confident.
Big dummies on the Avalanche. Yeah.
They now do the bit after the game where they hand out the big piece of rope.
Mm-hmm.
And we put up the video at Sports Junkies Radio on Instagram where Coach Laviolette, after the game, you know, a lot of times the coaches, when they're playing 82 games, they don't make speeches after every game, but he congratulates Ovi and the players kind of go nuts, and then he gets the big piece of rope.
Yeah.
What were they doing last year? It wasn't the rope.
Oh, like I think it gave the They were giving out.
They're doing
like
the Cobra Kai bit, right?
Maybe that. And one year they were giving like an axe to one guy and like a shield maybe to the defensive player of the game.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I feel like the Cobra Kai bit. Maybe that was two seasons ago.
Yeah,
but this season,
I don't
know. It seems to be the big rope.
But that was a big win because they had been winless in their last six on the road. So
yes.
That's a
right.
They needed that road dub.
And like you said, maybe they're getting hot. They've won three out of their last four games.
Got to get healthy. Gotta
Mantha scored. Back. Yeah, they're starting to get some guys back. Carly
scored again.
Yep. So that was nice. But, of course.
Doesn't Carly lead the team since November 11th in goals?
He does. That's a good nugget.
Someone told me that.
Look at you over there, hockey boy.
Someone told
Maybe
me
you
that.
Should bring that up with Coach Laviolette later.
Maybe I should.
But, of course, the big win yesterday was Team USA, the U.S. Men's Nationals team. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about it before the show. Nerve-wracking, especially in extra time.
It was fun to watch. I'm not a soccer guy. I don't ever watch soccer besides the Olympics and World Cup. That was fun to watch.
So even though it was just a 1-0 game,
yeah, I watched every second of that game.
Well, I hate that criticism. Oh, I can't. I don't like low-scoring sports. Or are you kidding? That was an awesome game. I like it. Every cross, to me, there's tension with every cross when you're on defense, every set play. And when you're on offense, you're excited. It's an opportunity. I don't know. I thought the game was awesome. And
it
the
was.
Dynamic of that game.
It was really fun.
Initially, I watched it. I go, well, how are we going to score? They're playing 11 guys all on defense.
Yeah.
How are we ever going to penetrate that?
Because all Iran needed was the draw to advance.
Right.
So they were playing defensive
totally
for 45
playing for the
minutes.
Draw. Then we get the score.
And then flip-flops.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, now we're playing that way, which, by the way, sucks. It's not a fun way to play
I'll tell
at
you
all.
What. Both teams, when they were aggressive, were really good offensively.
Yeah.
I mean, the U.S. had a bunch of chances.
Well, with about 3 minutes left in injury time, Iran missed a goal by about 2 to maybe 3 feet.
The header?
Wasn't a header, I don't think.
The header was close.
The header was close, but there was another chance they had that went, like, I think 2 feet wide of the goalpost.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if they score there, the game's over.
Well,
you're not scoring in 3 minutes.
I had to leave my house with about 20 minutes left and then 10 minutes of extra time, right? 9 minutes. By the way, the extra time's been out of control in the World Cup. Like, normally it's 3 or 4 minutes. They're adding
nine minutes
extra time in this one. It's so weird.
Mm-hmm. And it always goes over that, too.
Yeah,
I don't understand
soccer
rules.
Because guys go down.
Guys go down in the extra time.
And
the ref stops his watch.
Like, if the team has offensive momentum, they'll let it keep going. But then if the ball gets kicked back in the other portion of the field, they'll just blow it dead.
Yeah,
it would just be easier for just average to below average soccer fans if you just stop the clock.
Yeah,
just
like
stop
football?
The
so we
yes.
can see it. So we
stop
can
the
know.
Clock, so I know exactly when the
but
game's ending.
But that's where the tension is, though, is not knowing when they're going to blow
yeah,
it.
I guess
and you
so.
Keep
and also,
shots.
Sorry, this is a very American-centric opinion. I don't like that the clock counts up.
You want it to count down?
I want to count down.
Mm.
Yeah.
Count down.
Well, there's a lot of rules.
I'm an American. I'm used to countdowns.
Guessing
not count
those rules
ups.
Will never change, but it was a really fun game to watch.
I had to leave with 20 minutes left, and then, of course, they added 9 minutes of extra time. So I had to take my daughter to a volleyball lesson, and so it was nothing I could do. My wife was working. I had to leave. So what did I do? I watched it while I drove. And
on the Beltway?
Beltway, Dulles Toll Road, the
70,
whole nine.
75.
And my hands were completely drenched in sweat.
Your daughter doesn't kill you for that?
No, she was watching too.
If my son sees me just pick up my phone in the car, he grills me.
I wasn't holding it. It was in my holder. Had it sideways as I'm driving. I got one eye on the game, one eye on the road. And I'm just telling you, the tension that I felt. In my hand, I mean, I was drenched in sweat.
Sweaty palms.
Yeah, it was tight. The last 8 minutes plus overtime, it was tight. The goal that the U.S. scored, Pulisic, is it Pulisic?
Pulisic, yeah.
Pulisic, that header pass, the assist was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Was it Dest?
Yes.
That was incredible.
Yeah, it set up perfect.
I mean, a great goal
from
him. But
no, really smart, too, and it was unselfish. It was great.
Yeah.
And I didn't quite understand. Like they said, he an abdominal injury. Everybody was saying he got kicked in the balls. Maybe he did. I don't know. I didn't quite understand.
Maybe that's
I thought
what they
maybe
say.
He got in the ribs.
I saw
know
pelvic.
What.
I just saw pelvic contusion.
Pelvic abdominals is what they said.
He says he'll be ready on Saturday.
Yeah. And I think it's also so funny. They catch a couple of guys like screaming. The one guy, the one Iranian guy, was screaming.
Uh-huh.
And then it just stopped all of a sudden. He just got up and walked away.
And, by the way,
I mean, the injury over-the-top stuff
The flop toward the end by the Iranian striker, I mean, that was I looked at it 100 times and said, you better not throw that flag. You better not call a penalty kick here, because
right.
that would be outrageous, because he took a dive.
Well, I mean, that's the game of soccer. They just fought. How about the one guy in the corner who was screaming, reaching for his left ankle, mm-hmm. screaming. You thought
that's
he tore his
meant. That's
he
what I was talking about.
He tore his Achilles.
Yeah.
He got up, started running around.
That's exactly what I was talking
about.
They
did a slow-mo.
Do that in the NBA.
They did a slow-mo of when he got, like when the tackle happened, and I was expecting his leg to bend in half.
On
a basketball court or snapping your leg like Theismann or something. And then his cleat grazed his calf.
The back of
his calf.
Barely.
And then the announcer's like, oh, that's got to hurt. His cleat just dragged right down his calf.
So soft. Soccer soft.
And then the American guy helped him up, and then he started running around. He just faked it.
Well, even Pulisic, who, I mean, I clearly was hurt. There's no doubt about it. And he's barely, it looks like they're going to take him right away to the hospital, the emergency room. He finishes the half.
Yeah, but he wasn't the same. He was gimping around.
It wasn't, but he still had enough to, finish the last 5 minutes.
Probably adrenaline. He clearly wasn't good. He didn't play a second.
Understood, but it's just the miraculous recovery. By the way, he went to the hospital and immediately out. He's at the hotel to celebrate with everybody else.
Good. We need him on Saturday.
I'll drink some beers after that game.
Yeah.
If you can get some in Qatar.
I don't know anything about the Netherlands. I know they were one of the top five
they're
favorites.
Good.
Yeah.
Can you watch?
I think we've lost 4 out of 5.
Can you watch porno in Qatar? Like on your internet? Like if you're in the hotel. If you're cakes and you're in the hotel, are you going to whistle?
I think I might struggle.
I saw.
Could you do
I thought
that?
They said they weren't serving alcohol.
They aren't.
I saw guys in the stands with beers.
Maybe they bring their own.
They have Budweiser Zero in the stand.
Yeah. Oh.
What does that mean? Zero alcohol?
Yeah, zero alcohol.
Oh, okay.
My God.
Fake beer.
Get out of here.
Why
garbage.
Why even drink that?
All right, like I mentioned, it's Coach Day. We got Wes Unseld Jr. at 7:20, Peter LaViolette at 7:45. Also, Game Show Wednesday at 8:45. Going to give you a chance to win a $100 gift card to Burton's Grill. They brought a bunch of food yesterday. They got devoured with the quickness.
It was good. I had
after
some.
The show. Coming up next, we'll open up the Junkie Sports page here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Coach Wes Unseld Jr. in an hour. Peter LaViolette, head coach of the Caps at 7:45. Right now, we'll open up the Junkie Sports page brought to you by Impress Technology, an SBA-certified hub zone solution provider and Dell Federal Partner.
All right, so we hit some of these stories already. Big story yesterday was the World Cup and the Americans beating Iran. It was a win or go home for the Americans to advance to the, I call it the tournament, but they call it the knockout.
Mm-hmm. I like the knockout. That sounds good.
So they are in. They win one zippy.
All right, let me ask you a question. I know we've been in the knockout before. Have we ever gotten it past the knockout?
No idea.
I think once.
We did once?
I mean, I don't know if it's just one time, but I know they got, like, they win one game.
Mm-hmm. We have won one. Okay.
Maybe it's one. They have
and that
one
gets
win.
You to what, final eight
yes.
if you win
yes.
one?
Yeah.
Yeah. And this
it's
one
like
apparently
you're in the Sweet 16.
We're playing Netherlands, right?
Correct.
And they're very good defensively.
Are they? I don't
they're
know.
They're just good overall.
Understood, but am I I thought I read that they're like an elite defensive
team. It's a win for me no matter what. Because if the U.S. wins, I'm happy to see them advance. If Netherlands wins, I have them in the World Cup pool, and I'm way back in the standings.
Right. Props, though, to I think the coach deserves some credit because he's taken a lot of heat, Berhalter, and they get out of the group. And I don't think they didn't give up a goal, right?
The entire tournament?
No, they gave one.
They gave one.
He definitely reminds me of Mike Wise when I see him on the sideline.
Late. That's right.
Clint Dempsey was kind of grilling them a little bit, I think, or he was grilling the substitutes and saying that they were the guys that came on, like the Shaq guy that came on. He said that he raised his hands up more times than saying my bad than he had completed passes.
Oh, really?
And he says, what's the other guys doing, saying to themselves, what do I do? Got to get on the field here. Because, those subs yesterday didn't play great.
Yeah, I noticed that. I guess they were in for kind of defensive purposes, but they were turning the ball over.
Right.
You get some fresh legs in there.
Yeah. They got behind Turner, but, Shaq Moore, I saw him put his hand up more times saying my bad than actual passes he completed. Haji Wright wasn't really pressing enough for me and getting on the ball. He had an opportunity late in the game. Looked like he hit it with his heel. You got to be more dangerous if you're going to be in the game.
Whatever, Clint, he's a stud. Dempsey was a stud player. Yeah. He has kind of like a hicky accent or something, right? What it's got a weird accent.
Yeah, he sounds like a country guy.
There's something about it.
Yeah,
right?
He sounds country.
It's a little weird.
I looked at the roster. Six or seven of our players are Brits.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we'll take it.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, if they have American lineage, they're American. I don't care where they live, they sound.
Like Dest. Is Dest British? Or is he?
I don't know. Vickers kid, the British. I don't know. They had five.
The Americans
or six
have always done that. A few years ago on the World Cup team, they had a bunch of guys that didn't even speak English.
Oh yeah,
because they had American parents. Maybe were born in Mexico or something like
if
that.
If he qualifies, good enough.
Exactly.
For me.
Other teams do it too.
Yeah, they're all doing it. In fact, there was one kid.
Should
I think he was an American, right? Who played like in the U-17s for, I don't know who, England or something. I don't know who it was. And now he plays for us.
Well, I think Reyna had that opportunity because he was born in England.
Yeah.
But his dad, of course, Claudio Reyna, played for the U.S.
You know what?
Men's national team.
You know what I'd be doing? I'd be giving 23andMe's to everybody to be able to find out where you're from, where your origins are. If Trace is back here, you qualify. You can play.
Hey, they were wearing the United States uniforms. So that's all I care about.
That's all you care about.
Here's a question, though. Besides Pulisic, however you say his name, who are our other
studs?
Two goal-scoring threats? Because it seems like we need more firepower. That Weah guy or whatever?
I think the Weah, the black guy.
Is that it?
Sargent. Josh Sargent.
Tim Weah. Sure. Is Tim Weah's dad the president of Liberia?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty impressive.
I guess.
No idea.
It's not impressive to be a president.
I don't know anything about Liberia.
It's a pretty good flex.
I mean, I don't know.
My dad worked for the government.
I don't know anything about Liberia either. But if you're president,
but he wasn't the president.
He was a soccer star, his dad, right?
Yeah.
His dad was a soccer star.
Your dad worked for the government, but he wasn't the president.
Wasn't the president of anything. I've never,
but
or
honestly,
never will be president
I don't know anything
of anything.
About Liberia. Like, is there 100 people in the country? Is 100 million? I have no idea.
I'm guessing not 100 million, somewhere between those two numbers.
Yeah.
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I have no idea.
That's one I'd have a hard time finding on the map.
I mean,
I know it's in Africa. Couldn't find
it. He's the president, he's not the dictator. He's like,
I mean, I don't know anything about their form of government. If you have a president.
I just don't know anything about Liberia.
I think if you have a president, you generally are in some sort of like.
English is the official language of Liberia.
Democratic government.
Oh, that's good.
Their flag actually looks a little bit like the United States. It just has one star.
Oh, okay, yeah. They're little U.S. wannabes. All right, I like that. I don't know anything about
it. It's pretty small.
Where is it located?
East coast of Africa. Or west coast of Africa, sorry.
Silly weather? I don't know their climate.
I would assume it's pretty hot. Looks like it's around the equator.
Their exports next? I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Let me know.
You guys seem to know stuff. I don't know.
Next time you take a vacation to Liberia, let me know.
The currency is the Liberian dollar.
My point is that we need more than just one goal from Pulisic if we expect to advance, right? So who else is going to score?
I have no idea. I'm sure they'll be pretty
like
big underdogs.
Got to be the guy carrying the load. Like he better score.
But the Netherlands did win their group, so they advance. Senegal advances. So Netherlands, Senegal in from Group A. England beat Wales. They win the group, and of course, United States they advance. So you got four teams already into the knockout. Four more games today. You've got six more groups to be determined.
France going to pummel Tunisia.
Probably.
That's the problem with the World Cup standings that Jason sends us, is some teams have played more games.
Ah. Right.
So gotcha. It's kind of like a false, you know, when somebody has a lead, it's oh, they have a lead, but your other teams haven't played.
Well, I just said I was going to send you daily updates. That's what I'm doing.
I like the dailies.
We do have a new leader. Bish Bucks is leading with 17.5 points, but I can't win unless England wins.
They might.
Because I've got, I think England and Senegal are playing each other, and I got both teams.
All right, well, you're so guaranteed for some more points.
Yeah, I know, but you guys have a lot of other teams that are going to get in. And
I've got
winners.
I have no sweats today. I have no skin in the game for any of the four games. That gets me bitter.
All right, What's the best game? Who are the best players playing? Is, like, Messi playing today?
Yes, Argentina faces Poland.
That's
today.
Probably your best.
Must win, right?
2 p.m.
Ooh, that's perfect.
Must win because they lost, of course, their first game.
So today there's two games at 10, and then there's a game at – actually, there's two games at 10 and two games at 2. Australia, Denmark today, Tunisia, France, Poland, Argentina, Saudi Arabia, Mexico. Mm. That's right. Today. So you got more.
I'm sleep on Mbappe for France. What do you, he scored a ton of goals.
What are you joning on, Dravy?
I love that you say you love watching the big stars, but then big you say Messi every single time. I'm wondering how many big stars you can mention.
Not many.
Besides, I guess you could probably mention Ronaldo.
Yeah. I never said I could mention a lot of stars.
The same ones that 99% of Americans can mention.
That, United States, I'm all in. Ronaldo, Messi, that's about it.
Let me give you Mbappe. France.
I know him.
Scores a bunch of goals.
Hurt.
I want to say Mbappe.
I like to watch Brazil regardless of who's there.
Doesn't Poland have a silly striker or something?
Is it
like that?
Lewandowski?
Yeah, that's it.
Close.
Yeah,
I hope that's close.
I'm sure he's awesome. Might be the best player in the world. I don't know.
I think Mbappe already has as many World Cup goals at age 23 as Messi
and
has.
And he had a silly song
I've heard
written
of him,
about
him. I don't know anything about
him. That's all. This song is a
smashola. I'm going to claim it to be Soccer EB. But the big sillies, I get sized to watch.
I mean, you think Mbappe wasn't a smash? You're freaking crazy. You're a crazy human being.
So
I'm with you.
Let's see. So today, if France wins, JP gets 5 points because they get two for the win and three
if they win.
I mean, I'm sure they'll win. So you get 5 points there, and then I think Drabby has a couple teams playing today.
Argentina.
So if Argentina wins, do they win the group?
I think so. That'd be
who
two
are they
wins.
Playing?
Poland.
Oh, actually, no, because Poland has more. Oh, Argentina is playing Poland?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's
correct.
For the group right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big one. Who has Poland? Who has Poland? JP's got Poland, so it's Drabby versus JP in that game.
All right. You said Lewandowski is the one for Poland?
I think that's how you pronounce his name. Don't quote me on that.
Isn't he Trump's campaign manager?
That's what I was going to say. No, Corey Lewandowski.
All right, now I got to look up and thought I'd do something I never thought I'd do. Look at Poland's roster.
Give me more sillies to watch for. When does Brazil play?
I think tomorrow.
Who else besides Neymar silly on this iteration of? They still have that guy, the Hulk.
No,
doubtful.
That's like 20 years
like
ago.
45.
Yeah.
Oh, they got Vinny, their left winger.
What's his name?
Vinicius Junior, I believe.
Vinny. They call
never
him Vinny.
Heard of him.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Robert Lewandowski.
All right.
I was close with the last name. I didn't have any clue of his first name.
What about the Netherlands? Who are their big sillies? They got like one that's like.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny about that name? When my mother, when we first moved to Seabrook, Maryland, mm-hmm. she started renting the house. The guy who owned the house, Bob Lewandowski.
Never heard about Bob.
Who knew Lewandowski was like Smith in Warsaw?
Yeah. Did your mom rent for years and then bought it?
And then bought, yeah.
From Bob Lewandowski?
From Bob Lewandowski.
All right. Did she get a silly deal?
I can't remember. I think she probably bought it for about $100,000 and sold it for about $180,000.
Nice.
Made some cash.
Pocketed some coins.
So we talked about the Caps. They did win last night in Vancouver. 5-1. Ovi had two goals.
They moved up in the standings at all? Last I checked, they were like 12th or 13th.
They're pretty far down.
Yeah, I can't. I don't know.
It's going to take
but three
some time.
Out of four. I think they have 20, it's a good run.
Maybe 23 points. 21, 23, something like that.
Who's the next guy coming back, Cakes? Is it going to be Willie, like in January?
John Carlson also scored last night.
I mean, I have to hope we see Willie in January or February.
But Willie before Backstrom?
I mean, Backstrom's been doing some light skating.
Maybe.
I mean,
shooting.
Probably
shooting.
I'm hoping they come back around the same time.
All right.
So I see them in 12th now. So I think they're moving up in the standings. Your boy Mantha scored.
It's my boy. So they've won 3 out of 4, but they had lost 10 of 14 going into last night. So let's hope that this continues. Play the Kraken. Is that tonight? They play the Kraken tonight or tomorrow?
I think it's tomorrow, but I'll double check.
Kraken scored 9 goals last night against the Kings on the road.
Play that over.
What a great name, Pakes. That is.
They scored 5 in the second.
In on the Kraken.
I've done a 180 on. I don't know anything about a Kraken, but I know that that's an awesome name.
Kraken is a gigantic mythical sea creature from, I believe, Greek mythology.
It might be one of the top names in all of sports.
Maybe you should watch Clash of the Titans and you'd be able to catch up on some of your Greek mythology, like Medusa, Perseus. The Kraken.
Mm-hmm. Are there other any names available for teams? Maybe if the Commanders want to change.
I mean, I'm
Medusas.
The Washington Medusas.
I don't know. I'm just trying to think. What are the other?
It's better than Commanders.
It might be.
And think of the marketing possibilities.
Cakes. The Bruins won again last night. You know what their record is?
I don't.
19-3.
Wow, it's pretty sick.
I mean. How hard is that to win 19 of 22? They don't have any ties.
They don't have one tie on the season?
No, they're 19-3 and zippy.
That's pretty amazing.
We talked college hoops. Terps win last night, beat Louisville. Louisville's now 0-7 under new coach Kenny Payne, who played at Louisville back in the day.
Who's the Terps' leading scorer?
Probably Ellis.
Pretty balanced.
Maybe Scott.
Scott or maybe Reese.
Scott be up there, too.
Reese.
Julian Reese, yeah.
Oh, yeah, maybe it is Reese. Why did I say Ellis? Julian Reese had, he had 6 last night. Scott had 15, or 18, excuse me. Jameer Young had 15.
Scott has lost a ton of weight.
He's transformed his body.
He has.
And Scott's averaging 16 points a game. Young, Reese, and Hart are all averaging in the 13s.
He plays a lot faster.
Yeah.
I think Willard basically went up to him preseason and says, this is how we're playing. Right. We're playing fast.
You better be
ready
for it.
We're pressing.
Yeah.
And if you can't keep up.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you're not going to see much of the
court. Here's your workout routine. Yeah. Mm-hmm. See you in a few months. And he did. So, credit to him.
So 7-0, ranked in the top 25. And 79-54 win. Other games last night, they're continuing the ACC Big Ten Challenge. Illini beat Syracuse 73-44. UVA went to Michigan. UVA's ranked 3. They beat Michigan 70-68 at Michigan. And there was one other game that I wanted to mention. Can't see who it is. But anyway, so you got a couple more games tonight, but big win from the Terps. Oh, yeah, Tiger did mention yesterday that he is, of course, he's not playing the hero, but he's going to play all of those, aiming to play all the majors and a couple more events.
I saw on social media, I guess there was a picture of Tiger that went viral at his presser, and just everybody saying how old he looked.
Well, he didn't look good.
Face.
He had the puffy cheeks.
Oh, he did.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
Why?
By the way, he's got 2 more surgeries coming
Tiger's
up.
Bloated is what you're saying.
Is that what he said? He has 2 more surgeries on his leg. He had one, I think, after the PGA. Right? Didn't I read that after he withdrew?
Yeah,
Why don't they just give him the cart? If you want to see him play,
he's refusing the cart.
Yeah, because his whole thing is, he said he can play, can't walk.
He can't do that because he'd be a hypocrite, because his entire career.
You can't do that. Tiger would be a terrible look.
Now hitting giggles like the PNC? Give him that cart,
baby.
Yeah,
it's nothing, right.
Hey, so why is it so important that Greg Norman gets out? The Tiger said that yesterday, that the only way that the Liv and PGA.
This is ego. There's no real reason. I mean, Tiger hates Greg.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Greg hates the PGA Tour.
Because Greg led the lawsuit to sue them, and it's all about, you know, they don't get along.
It's just ego.
What would they come together on? Because they keep saying if Greg leaves, then the Liv and PGA can work something out. What would they work out?
It would be the same thing.
Like players can go back and forth.
Yeah.
Like, I got
play
you.
Both
okay.
tours.
You know what Tiger should do with Greg Norman if he was to see him anytime? Wear his green jacket at the time.
Yeah, that's a great.
Wear all of his green jackets.
They all live in the same area.
Mm-hmm. It's a pretty funny bit.
There's no way Norman just choked away the Masters and never won it.
There's no way Greg would step down, though.
I don't think so. Why would he? Mm. There was talk, maybe that,
especially now because Rory and Tiger are saying he needs
Saudis
to step down.
The Saudis were thinking of moving on from him because maybe they thought they could get more
if Tiger's the mouthpiece for the PGA and the PGA saying, all right, we will start negotiating, but your first move is to get rid of Greg, why won't you just get rid of him with the quickness?
Because I don't know that they necessarily feel like they need to do anything with the PGA right now, right? I mean, Everything's
concentrate
coming up
on
roses
them,
for them.
Concentrate on their own thing.
Yeah, they're. I mean, they're.
Yeah, but I saw that maybe it was like the president of Callaway or something. They were trying to recruit to replace him.
There was some talk, but I think that was denied. I mean, who knows?
Do you think Greg Norman has more money than Tiger?
No,
Tiger has more.
Yeah, he sure. might. Yeah. He's a business.
But he's got a lot of money.
Oh,
Tiger has more. I bet it's close.
Remember, all right,
Tiger's been Tiger has more fingers.
Tiger's been divorced once. Greg's been divorced a couple times.
Hey, it didn't cut off my head with a chainsaw.
Greg's got a better leg.
Did Greg? Hold on, Greg's lost.
He's
fingers?
Got three legs.
Yeah. Hold on.
Yeah, remember he cut his finger with the saw.
Yeah, he was chawing a saw.
Yeah, but he didn't lose a finger.
No.
I'm going to do some work around me property.
All right, remember, we got Wes Unseld, junior head coach of the Wizards at 7:20. Peter LaViolette, head coach of the Caps at 7:45. And at 8:45, give you a chance to win a $100 gift card to Burton's Grill. That's all right here on the Junkies.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Coming up at 7 o'clock, we will hit the Skins, give you the latest on the Commanders as they get ready for the New York Giants, who they're actually going to play two times in a row with the bye week in between.
Yep.
So we'll get into that at 7 o'clock. Wes Unseld Jr. at 7:20. But apparently, there's a little drama with our valets. I will say this. I didn't see the valet this morning. Yeah. Now, he must have been parking Jason's car, and usually, like when it's new, I go over there and I knock on the door. Mm-hmm, he's usually sitting on
and
like this. He's sitting behind
a
door.
Person.
He is
yes.
a person. He's from Senegal. He's butt size for them to advance in the World Cup.
He's usually sitting behind the door in the dark on a wheelchair.
Yeah.
There's like a wheelchair there and he kind of just kind of rests there or naps. And then I just give a light tap of the door and then I give him my key and he's always very nice. Now, there are others that are there in the morning, including a guy who we call Hopalong.
Hopalong Kenny, yes.
Yes, Kenny. He's got something wrong with his leg, so he kind of limps and gimps around.
Yeah, but he's a very nice guy.
I love him.
He's super nice.
He's a
I
big
love that
Nats
guy.
Fan. Like, he freaking loves the Nats.
He's from North Carolina.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Born and raised, and he's been here, I don't know, 25, 30 years. But he a couple days ago, he said, yeah, this is my last day.
He said, Tuesday is going to be my last day.
He said, yeah.
Which I feel like he told me that yesterday.
That's when he told you.
Yeah, because
Yesterday was Tuesday.
That's right.
So he was selling, especially he was selling hard to me and Drab that Tuesday was going to be his last day.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's like the hint. In other words, give me a big goodbye.
So I thought, okay, Kenny's been a good dude. He's been pretty reliable. Not 100%, but pretty reliable.
But he's been friendly and he's
nice,
overall taking
so like,
care
you know
of
what?
You.
You know what? I'm going to hook Kenny on his way out.
Right.
So yesterday he parks the car. I was like, hey, it's your last day, right? He's
right.
like, yeah, you know, got to go back to North Carolina, help out my family. Okay, happy trails, best of luck. Hope everything turns out well. I gave him my key, and I had a $100 bill folded up under the key. I was like, here you go.
Baller
that's
move.
Nice. That's it's, nice.
You know, a nice send-off for Kenny.
I think that's a fair and appropriate price.
So then today, I show up in my Matchbox car.
Kenny's there?
I get out of my car. Mm-hmm. I lock it. I walk in. I knock on the door like JP described. No answer. I'm like, okay, well, whoever's parking the car this morning must have just parked Drab's car, because Drab and I have this weird thing where we always show up either at the same time or around the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Creatures of habit. So I'm standing there for like a minute, and then his triumphant return, prodigal son returns, Kenny walks out of the hotel lobby. I'm like, I thought I saw a ghost.
Yeah.
I was like, you're still here? I thought yesterday was your last day. And then he described the family situation like, I think his aunt had a stroke.
The aunt had a stroke, correct.
He's describing that his sister's going to go help instead of him because she's a female, and it's, you know.
You didn't want to bathe her.
Did you ask for your Hunsky back?
No, I mean, I got hornswoggled, though.
You did.
I got bamboozled.
You did.
And Drab told me. Drab,
I told Cakes
Drab
this was going to happen.
Me yesterday. He called the shot.
Because it was awkward, because I also was there standing next to Cakes, and Cakes gave $100, and I gave Kenny nothing.
Right. Right.
Likewise.
Knew. Right.
I gave Kenny a handshake.
Because
I'm a monthly. I don't pay every day.
I
pay
either.
Monthly.
I do, too.
Because on Monday morning, after Thanksgiving break, the other valet, New, was there, and I said, hey, New, I heard it's Kenny's last day tomorrow. And he goes, what are you talking about? It's not his last day.
So he goes,
that's news to me. And he goes, I'll believe it when he's not here.
Right.
All right, hold on.
That was a major red flag to me. Yeah.
So is he a big-time liar?
I don't know.
I don't know what happened.
Impression was that he wasn't lying, but sometimes family circumstances change. I actually find that to be credible, that his sister then stepped up and said that she was going to take care of him.
Here's what I do know. Incredible. Here's what the Duke lacrosse game.
But we don't know anything about him, so who knows?
I don't know anything about him, but here's what I do know about Kenny. I know one thing about him. He got his Christmas tip early.
Yeah.
He got it yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
So, yeah, enjoy that, Kenny.
Are you going to give New a Christmas tip?
That's the point.
I'll give New a Christmas tip.
You're not giving him a Hunsky. You're not giving every guy a Hunsky.
Not every guy.
You're not giving the happy guy.
Usually I give New $50 a month. I'll probably give him $100.
Yeah.
I'll give him $50 and I'll give him a $50 Christmas tip.
Happy guy is my personal number one seed.
And I'll hook those
I love
guys
that
up.
Guy.
I'll give them a little,
you know who I'm talking about, right? I don't know what his name is. It's called the happy guy.
I think it's... It starts with M. It's like Marlo. Or
I don't know.
He's money. Marais. He has our cars lined up early.
He always has the cars out there.
It's so silly when they're lined up ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah. I always hope.
Yeah, so I feel like I got completely flim-flammed by Kenny, but that's okay. I'm glad to have pre-tipped him his Christmas tip, and he's back in the mix.
Yeah. I said, how did this happen? Like, and he goes, well, my sister's retiring, so she's going to take over. You know, I can't do this because of my leg. I'm like, where was this yesterday when Cakes was handing you $100?
I don't know.
It's funny they didn't say, here's your $100.
Right, I know. That's what I would
do. That.
Trust me, I wasn't expecting that. That would be the last thing I would expect from the hand back the money.
I think Drab and I are in the same camp. Like, I was worried that sometimes when I give him my $100 a month, that it doesn't get chopped properly.
Yeah.
But now I just don't care.
Yeah,
if I give any of them $100,
you shouldn't care.
It's not my job to chop it up.
Yeah.
You know, but like, I know that apparently New was bitter one time when people gave it to the afternoon guys.
Yeah, he was salty.
And the afternoon guys. Yeah. I mean, I'm calling them afternoon, the guys that are there at 10.
Yeah. Yeah.
That they don't, and then one time they only gave like $12 to like the morning guys. Like, I don't know what happens to my money. I put it in an envelope and I give it to one person.
It does make me want to follow Valdez's lead and just say screw it. I'm just going to park in the garage, pay a little bit more every month, and just not have to deal with the shenanigans, the chicanery that's going on down the street. But I'm a squeaker at heart, so I'm paying less. So I guess I'll put up with it.
I mean, you save over $100 a month. Significant. Yeah.
I know, but I don't have to deal with tipping people.
It's a song and, you got to do the song and dance.
Yeah, just gotta wait. Sometimes you got to wait for your car. Sometimes you don't know where the valet is in the morning.
Yeah,
people are crying. People are like, shut up.
It's a give and take, but
stop whining and boohoo.
It's a give and take, but the take is you save about $125 a month.
That is true.
And you found a bathroom, which you pummel on the regular.
I did find my top secret bathroom on the second floor.
You know what my new bit is here at the station? Is I poop shame people. I don't even mean to, but I noticed, Denton walks out, and I'll just say, you just pooped, didn't you? And he goes, I said, big one?
And you do it all the time.
I know, what? And I do it. I said, dude, I'm on the same schedule.
You're no one to be poop shaming anybody.
And I don't know why. I guess I'm just annoyed that they're pooping when I, we're competing to be in there to stink it up first.
Denton is very consistent.
But the other guy, who's the guy I can't remember his name?
Matt.
I never can remember his name.
I don't see Matt in there a lot.
Oh, he
Denton
poops in there.
Is in there. I think every morning.
Every morning at the same time.
Every morning between like 5:25
and he takes forever.
5:40.
He takes forever.
That's his sweet spot.
Matt walked out of the bathroom yesterday, and I guess because I talk about poop so much, it doesn't even faze me. But there are people everywhere, and I went, "You just pooped in there, didn't you?" And he was sheepish.
Yeah,
and he
sure.
Went, yeah, sorry. And I go, no, it's fine.
You're shaming him for performing a bodily function.
I just said, "What stall did you use?" So I know not to go into that one. Yeah, that's my new bit.
Denton's in there for about 25 minutes every morning.
Yeah, he's one that's going to have a problem. He sits
because I go in there, and if I have to go to the bathroom real bad, I can't go in there if I see shoes underneath the stalls.
Right. It's really hard, but if you have an emergency, there's nothing
if it's
you
an emergency,
can do.
Yeah, but a lot of times I just go, I wait, and I'll go back in, and after the next commercial break, he's still in there.
It does make me laugh. F? I've seen Jason come in, and he'll round the corner, and he'll see shoes, and then he just throws his arms up and just walks out the door.
I get so bitter when people come in when I'm, and it's always cakes. I can tell.
Case goes to the bathroom probably 10 break. Times a show.
I've never seen a guy goes in more. I literally say, I'm going to poop. A minute later, Cakes walks in.
His prostate must be, is it huge or whatever when you have to go to the bathroom?
I can also tell it's Cakes by his breathe. I can tell who it is by their breathe.
Right?
Yeah. I go, oh, that's Cakes breathing.
Laboring to get breath.
I don't know.
All right, coming up next, we will talk some Commanders. They've got the Giants next. We'll see if they can keep that winning streak alive as we hit the Skins next on the Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.